Welcome back to Issues Etc. Friday's not only time for listener email, it's also time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We've got all sorts of listeners who love to express themselves via their blogs, and many of them have decided to make themselves available to us. We read a lot of blogs every week, and we especially read those that carry the Issues Etc. widget. That is this little badge that you can put on your blog. You can get it by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Where do they look again? I never remember, Jeff.
It is the promote page.
Promote page. Thank you very much. They look under the promote page. They find the widget. They put it on their blog. The instructions are right there at the promote page. And when they do that, if they email us saying, hey, we just put your widget on our blog, we'll read it. And it goes into consideration for Issues Etc. blog of the week. And then once we picked one, we post it at our website, issuesetc.org, so everyone else can see what we've been reading. What's your pick, Jeff?
Mine is House MDiv. It's titled, a post titled, Jeff Schwarz Finally Gets His Due. It's a real live TV news story about my campaign for presidency.
I watched it. You know, people who are only familiar with the resurrection of Issues, etc., may not be aware of Jeff's, I won't say ill-fated. He started running for president way before anybody else was serious about it. But he was drafted into the presidential election way back when there were guys like Thompson and other people running. I don't know what party he was running on, the Mizzou party, the Edwardsville party, the Edwardsville frozen foods party. I have no idea what it was, but he began running for president. He even had a MySpace page. Am I right?
Yeah. Was it MySpace or Facebook? I don't remember.
I don't know.
No, it's Facebook. It was Facebook page. It's grassroots. It started on Facebook.
And if you go to this blog that Jeff has picked, there's an actual news story of people who are just, they're gaga for Jeff Schwarz for president. And it's just all over the place.
Well, you know, I suspended my campaign after we were fired on March 18th because I didn't think an unemployed guy could have a chance of becoming president.
But you're employed again.
I'm employed again. So just like the show's been resurrected, so has my campaign for presidency.
All right.
So my blog of the week, House MDiv, the post, Jeff Schwarz finally gets his due.
My pick comes from a blog called 92nd and State. It's written by Kurt Onken in Maryville, Washington, and he's a pastor out there. He's got a great post, which is actually kind of a hat tip to another post, which for some reason, Dr. Gene Edward Veith has yet to put the Issues Etc. widget on his chronic blog, so I have to get it this way. Through 92nd and State's blog, The Advantage of a Pro-Life Candidate. And there, Kurt Onken quotes Dr. Gene Edward Veith, a regular guest on this program. For me, being pro-life trumps just about everything in a politician. It tells me that he believes in moral absolutes, recognizes evil when he sees it, and believes in transcendent human rights that go beyond the state and the culture. And for quoting Dr. Veith, and for only quoting Dr. Veith, sufficient to get my vote for Issues Etc. blog of the week, 92nd and State. And both of these picks will be posted under the on-demand page of our website tonight, issuesetc.org.